To cover losses from Obamacare, insurance companies are now expected to receive a $5.5 billion bailout of sorts. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. Well, this is a story that's hard to believe, and yet insurance companies like WellPoint and Humana expected to receive over $5 billion next year to offset the lack of young people enrolling in the Affordable Care Act. The money is designated to help insurers who find the cost of the law higher than expected, based on the percentage of older, sicker people who enrolled compared to the younger enrolled who were expected to help cover that cost. Well, under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, insurers who record a profit of 3% or more on their Obamacare business would put some of the gains into a government-controlled fund. So why is this fund necessary? I'll tell you more after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. The biggest problem that the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, has always faced, and there are many, was this reality. That in order to sign lots of older, sicker people into the healthcare exchanges, large numbers of young, healthy people would need to sign up for insurance that they might not want or need. The latter hasn't happened, and as a result, large insurance companies that were put in a position of having the public required to purchase their products are now saying they won't make enough money. Dan Mendelsohn, the president of Avalair Health, a Washington consulting firm, said in a telephone interview with Bloomberg News, quote, "If you want to insure the uninsured and you want to set up a competitive marketplace and drive health system improvement, you're not going to do that without offloading some of the risk for insurance providers," end quote. And that's exactly the problem with this merger of government mandates and private business. Businesses that exist for profit and yet are being secured, upheld, and ultimately bailed out by government. By government that in reality should have no connection to requiring people to purchase a product from a private company. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
With Truth News Radio Australia on the 14th of March 2014. My name is Hereward Fenton. Welcome. It's a great pleasure to have you on board, and we are going to be cruising through some stormy weather tonight. Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be exploring a number of Australian-related stories in the first hour, and I'm going to be joined by my producer, Leah Shanley. We're going to reflect and somewhat marvel at the most bizarre and really almost incredible things that are taking place all around us. And I'm being slightly ironic in my tone, because really these are not great things. These are incredible by virtue of their dysfunctionality, of their criminality, of the degree of lying and deception and aberrant behaviour that we're seeing more and more becoming somewhat normalised, somewhat accepted, to the point that it's hardly talked about as an emergency, whereas it should be seen as an emergency. To give you an example of some of the things we'll be chatting about in the first hour, I'm going to be talking about the Salvation Army renting out young boys in their care, Salvation Army, a charity, a Christian organization, renting out young boys in their care to pedophiles for money. I'm going to be revisiting the scandal over the Australian Federal Police and the illegal and utterly criminal behaviour in the raids of lawyers representing Mercedes Corby and Channel 7 and the officers of Channel 7, to reflect upon what this means for our society, to reflect upon it and to maybe try and stimulate some discussion, some desire among our listeners to think that maybe now's the time that we really do have to get out and do something. I'm not exactly sure what we can do, but there are a variety of ways that a person can become active, and I might discuss some of those things with Leah when she comes on. I'm going to be talking about another pedophile scandal, which was covered on the ABC recently, and this is one that I had talked about on the show before, which is the global pedophile ring that led to the arrest of one Australian man who is now in prison in the US. And I've covered this story before, but it has now emerged as a major story that the ABC has covered on a Four Corners program. And I'll be talking to Leah about the level of, infiltration of these aberrant, pathologically disturbed forms of human behaviour and thinking, the penetration of these into our society at all levels, so that we can really come to grips with it, to understand that we have a problem, a systemic problem in modern society, that there is this kind of pathological vein running through what appears to be a normal, law-abiding people and institutions. There is a thread of completely disturbed behaviour and psychological abnormalities, but that are masked. And we'll be talking again about the case of the two pedophiles who acquired a child under the guise of gay marriage, but for the purpose of